Today, a bonus episode. Let's dive into that announcement from Microsoft, what Microsoft 365 Lighthouse means for solution providers, and why you should care. This is the Business of Tech. This week, Microsoft announced their new RMM tool, Lighthouse. Think about that. Microsoft now has an RMM. This comes on the heels of another announcement this week with T-Mobile including Microsoft 365 in their business packages, as well as expanding staffing for SMBs. Previously, HP has expanded their successful enterprise offerings that included hardware and services to new offerings for the SMB. And Lenovo has their similarly Microsoft-based managed services offering. Two are all linked. The big providers are coming for pieces of your existing businesses. Yeah, let's talk about this. I'm starting with the vendors are coming for us. As a student of history, this is not the first nor the last time of this. The bygone days of the IT channel, companies made money by being sellers of hardware to significant profit. In those bygone days, you could simply sell a computer, and you could make a lot of money on that just by being the seller. Really, 40, 50 points of margin. When that started to go away, you would sell services around the computer itself, particularly repairs. But then, the vendors came for that too, selling their own repair services and care. So you focused on other services, like monitoring and management and help desk. Well, they're coming for those too. There are analysts who consider the vendors are coming for you as the number one threat. They're wrong. The reason? They've always been coming for you, and you stay a step ahead of them. It's been true for 30 years. It'll be true for another 30 more. If it's a constant threat, then it's just the nature of doing business. So it's not really a threat at all. If the threat of flooding is impacting your building, you don't bemoan the constant threat, you build homes that anticipate it. Now that the non-threat is out of the way, I want to tell you, this does change the game, but you have plenty of time. What do I mean by this? What most technology services companies do is look at the current release and decide if this is valuable to them now. This makes sense. You're an assembler, not a builder. Assemblers take technology components and put them together to make them form something bigger. Don't think I'm being dismissive. This is a very important role, and companies all along the value chain need this capability. The iPhone requires skills, assemblers to make the physical device, and builders to invent the software, and in Apple's case, now envision and create the silicon itself. Most providers are assemblers, and assemblers look for components off the shelf, and they must be there right now. If it's not there now, it's not useful. You can't assemble on future promises. The trick is you have to be assembling now and positioning to where the market will be. Thus, this isn't a threat today. Your current RMM solution is exactly the right tool for now. It's also probably the right tool for tomorrow. Is it the right tool for next year or 2 years from now? That's the question to be thinking about. Those who are debating features of the product are missing the point. My favorite comment was, if it doesn't have PowerShell, I'll never use it. Oh, really? How's that PowerShell working out for iOS devices? Android, IoT devices, Chromebooks. Don't get me wrong, I think PowerShell is powerful, useful, and relevant. And I do not predict Microsoft will phase it out anytime soon. But this statement is like saying I'll never stop using MS-DOS or VBScript. Sure you will. More importantly, these will fade into the background. The future of management is that you don't need to script it yourself. You just instead configure management policies. You can see this in software development threads and trends. serverless and codeless compute are the direction. You manage fleets of other devices, not by writing scripts to control it, but by configuring policies, which is exactly the tool Microsoft has built. As I covered on the podcast, Intune is this policy management tool. And even RMM providers get this. SolarWinds MSP has ceded the space Intune has carved out and will integrate with them rather than build a competing product. Questions all about timing. Don't debate the current feature set. You're looking to see where this product fits into the larger plan, particularly from Microsoft, a company who can afford to play a long game. Remember, they just paid $7 billion in cash for a gaming company to play the long game for subscriptions in their Xbox unit. They can afford to invest here and take their time. On Patreon, Amy offered that she thinks this is an internal tool, and she might be right. Microsoft is already working on their cloud PC project and certainly love to offer a fully managed endpoint. To do so requires a tool, and what better way to develop it than with their partners? They won't be single channel, as they expect customers to consume as they want, either with a partner or direct from Microsoft. So this makes sense. Even if they don't use it themselves, this framework for system requirements is still logical. I saw an objection saying, oh, this is just delegated access, which we could do 80% of this already. My dear sir, not looking ahead. You need Microsoft. You can't escape them. They're Microsoft 365, they're Azure, they're all the parts you need. And if they offer the things you can do already, and remove one more tool and vendor, it just made things easier. Remember, they need a tool too, because they're launching their own management service. They're going to build it, and they're happy to sell it to you to monetize it. How do I know Microsoft is building it? Well, besides the job listings for Cloud PC I've reported on the show, and the fact they already offered in the enterprise, I can see that in those moves from HP and Lenovo. I'll reference now the video I released called If I Were to Start an MSP Today, linked in the notes. The idea, your new competitor isn't built the way you are. They don't have your legacy. And without that legacy, they're going to look a lot different. A new competitor isn't thinking about all that legacy stuff. They aren't dragging that along with them. They don't care about sunk costs. They aren't investing in tools that were created 15 or 20 years ago and dragged along. They're ahead of you on the race to the future, and they love the idea of building businesses on top of the ecosystem the large vendors are bringing to them. They're happy to partner and build on top of that future. Now, I'm not saying to abandon any of your legacy business. In fact, I think you're stronger for having it. What I'm saying is that you need to make sure it's not your core value. If you think you're going to compete on the same service you've been delivering for a decade, you're not ready for the future. Just don't think what you're doing now is going to be the same, nor have the same requirements. You probably bought an RMM because it monitored hard drive failures. Who worries about that anymore? Remember when cleaning out temporary files was a thing? The problem these core tools were built to solve are problems we don't think about anymore, particularly on endpoints. So this is the action I want technology service providers to take. Deconstruct your needs and think about things in functions rather than technology. You don't need PowerShell, you need the ability to make changes to system configurations. You don't care about Windows or iOS, you care about endpoints. You're moving to higher ground to defend against the flooding. Moving up the stack means also de-emphasizing those services you built your business on, because the vendors are coming for that business like they always have. It's not new. It's the slow-moving rise of the tide. Now, you might be screaming, Dave, you're all wrong. Great. You have your own opinion. Set your course. Make your own bet. Just can't be complaining later that you were surprised. The frog in the pot didn't feel it as the water slowly, slowly, slowly got hot. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, you can support directly at patreon.com/MSPradio and get the opportunity to vote on what topics are covered next. Thanks for listening and talk to you tomorrow.